caring? I don't know.
Use loving, but it's the comparative degree of loving. Like one child is pretty, the other one is prettier. One child is loving, the other is...
Lovingly.
Okay.
I don't know that. What is it?
Okay. Well, just lovinger or more loving, just whatever you feel like saying. Oh. Okay, we'll pass that item. Your brother's son is your...
Nephew.
Mm-hmm. A child that's lost both its parents is...
Orphaned.
Would it be the same thing if it's in an institution?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then a person appointed to look after the orphan is its legal...
Guardian.
Mm-hmm. And... if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say this town is full of my...
Kin.
Okay.
Kin folks. Mm-hmm. Relatives.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a different term for just your father and mother and brothers and sisters?
Yeah, it'd be family.
Okay. And if someone had the same family name as you, but actually was not a member of your family, you would say she's actually no...
Go over that again.
Well, she's named
no
Earl.
No kin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then someone who's new in town and no one's ever seen him before, you'd say he's a...
Stranger.
Suppose he's from another country.
Foreigner.
Would you ever call somebody a foreigner if he were from this country?
Possibly. Not likely.
In joking?
Yeah, joking.
How far away would he have to come from?
Anywhere. If I'd never seen him before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would it matter whether he were a southerner or not?
That would make the difference between foreign and... Strange.
I see.
Anything else? If he was not a southerner, he'd for sure be a foreigner.
Okay, good. Let's see. The name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
George Washington's wife?
Oh, gosh.
Begins with an M. Sister of Mary in the Bible. Mary and...
I can't think of it. Save my life. Martha.
Yeah, okay. Nickname for Helen, beginning with an N. Do you know that? There's an old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nellie.
Mm-hmm. And your first name is?
Billy.
Yes, and first of the four Gospels was written by?
Matthew.
Mm-hmm. A woman who conducts school is a?
Teacher.
And an old-fashioned term for that?
Marm. School marm.
Did you ever hear that used?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By older people?
Yeah.
All right. Then, do you know the name of a barrel maker?
Mm-mm.
How about the novelist who wrote the Leather Stocking Tales, James Fenimore
Cooper?
And if you saw his wife on the street, which you couldn't because she lived a century ago, and you didn't know her first name, you would address her as?
Miss Cooper.
Okay. And then, do you have a name for a perhaps a preacher who just preaches on Sunday? It's not really, he's not really trained at it, and he's not very good at it. What about a carpenter who does a pretty sloppy job at it? Or a mechanic who might buy...
Shatry.
That's for which?
Mechanic. Okay. I've heard Shatry mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear jackleg?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
My father. It's a half-wit. Someone who doesn't do...
Would you say
something
it?
Right. Jackleg.
That could mean any profession?
Anything, yeah.
Could it be a lawyer?
It's a jackleg, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
A flunky. Is along the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Okay.
Mm-hmm. What relation would my mother's sister be to me? My mother's sister.
Your mother's sister would be your aunt.
Okay. It's to get the your with the aunt. I don't know why, but there it is anyway. The wife of Abraham in the Bible.
Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother's name.
Oh, all right. Let's see. Billy would be a nickname for often the longer form.
William, mm-hmm. Maybe.
All right. Now, if your father had a brother by that name, you would address him as?